When Pope Benedict XVI visited Ground Zero, New York City, April the 20th, 2008, he prayed. This is his prayer. Turn to your way of love those whose hearts and minds are consumed with hatred, and give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations and in the hearts of all people. Those who attacked the United States 21 years ago today, causing the death of almost 3,000 people, could aptly be described in the words of Benedict XVI as those whose hearts and minds are consumed with hatred. As the Pope prayed that God turn such hateful hearts and minds to the way of love, perhaps we were praying that the hatred of our attackers would not cause us to be consumed with hate. If that were to happen, would we not be then just another victim of 9/11? How awful it would be if the evil and hatred of others caused our minds and our hearts to become consumed with hatred. The followers of Jesus, as the followers of Jesus, we seek to have our hearts and our minds formed by the life and the teaching of Jesus. And in that teaching, there's no hate and there's no vengeance. The teaching of Jesus about forgiveness and his many acts of mercy make this very clear. The three parables in the gospel today reveal a God who does not seek to condemn the sinner, but rather a God who is ever ready to seek out and forgive. Later on in Luke's gospel, we hear Jesus willingly forgiving those who put him on the cross. He would not allow cruelty and hate directed at him to turn him into a hateful person. Such mercy should move us to abundant gratitude and a desire to forgive as we have been forgiven. St. Paul, reading to 1 Timothy, says this, that his gratitude for the mercy of God that God has shown to him, he said, I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. I was once a blasphemer and persecutor, and I was arrogant, but I have been mercifully treated. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant in my life. In the face of evil and hatred, we need to seek justice. There should be also consequences for attacks against others. There should be safeguards put in place to protect the health and the welfare of other people. Was not Jesus quick to challenge the behavior of those who did harm to others? In the pursuit of justice, in our efforts to protect others, let us be steadfast in seeking to form our hearts and our minds after the Lord Jesus. When Pope Benedict prayed that God give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where peace and love reign among nations in the hearts of all, wasn't he not calling us to take on the heart and the mind of Jesus, the one who was generous in mercy and willing to lay down his life for those entrusted to his care? In all things, including our dealings with those who may be blinded by hatred, we pray that our minds and hearts be formed by the life and the teachings of Jesus. That's our prayer for today.